How have been the preparations? I mean, it's so unusual having 14 days quarantine and lead straight into a game. What have you done that's make sure you're not sort of a little sluggish to get underway?
Yeah, we've just tried to keep it as normal as possible as we can. It's not too many teams that you can look at that come straight out of quarantine and play. So we're trying to keep it as normal as possible. You know, we broke it up a little bit. We played a little black versus red cricket game just to keep the spirits up, have a little bit of fun. But yeah, the guys are really locked on. The last couple of days, they're really focused and locked on to this game Sunday.
The four spot wasn't a problem until you couldn't really get a big man. Who starts in that spot? Does Jesse just come in because of his experience? And I know you've been starting Travers in pre-season, but do you go the experience on this occasion with the big fella having to play the five spot?
Yeah, we're pretty rich with choices. Obviously, Jesse, we've got Luke Travers, we've got Sherv, and we've got Bairstow. And we can always slide John over there to play a little bit of four too with now Tommy in the squad. So, yeah, we're going to have multiple different choices for that four spot. And playing offense, we've got four out, one in. It really doesn't affect us. It gives us a little bit of look that we can play Blanchfield in that position as well.
So Wags, as skipper, does he probably start Sunday? Is it your season underway?
You want to know my poker hand already?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah,
If that's all
you're gonna
right,
have
that'd
to
be good.
wait, buy a ticket, and go to the game on Sunday.
A salesman, eh? Have you seen Bryce over this summer? I mean, we spoke to Damien Martin last night, and he said he's only just entering his prime and he's going to get better. Do you feel like that has happened in this off-season?
Yeah, Bryce, he still has the ability, you know, to practice. I just shake my head and said, How did he do that? You know, it's he has a unique ability where he can catch and shoot. He can shoot off the dribble, but also when he gets trapped to find the open man, and he has that unselfish behavior that we've seen that if the shot's not going, he'll lead into the playmaker. And you know, it's a skill set very, very rare, especially here in Australia. And you know, he's got elements to his game that other people just can dream of.
Last one from me. Just how we saw it a little bit last year, Steindl, Tirico, and Cotton running the point. Will we see something similar throughout this year where you can afford to play Bryce, Blanchfield, and Steindl all at the same time?
Yeah, look, we've got some really good shooters out there. We might even put five shooters out there together to give it different looks. We got the good thing with Luke Travers, he can handle the ball. You know, he's 6'8", 6'9", and he can play point guard. So that gives us the flexibility to put four shooters around with him with, you know, a number of different guys and play out of that. So it's exciting that way because we've been so programmed from Matty Knight to, you know, Nick Kaye. It's been pretty solid at the four, but to have that versatility at the four spots really helped us.
Thanks, Trev.
Chatters, do you want to go next?
Yep, cool, no worries, I'll jump in. Trev, I just want to ask you, the bookies and a lot of the experts are writing you guys off this season. Just what are your thoughts on all that?
You're probably getting a good price.
Yeah,
It's,
yeah.
you know, it's nothing unusual that yeah, this time of the year they always write Perth off. Halfway through the year they write Perth off, you know, and getting to the finals they write Perth off. So it's not unusual that they pick the star-studded teams of the Sydney Kings and the Melbournes and you know, and that vein. So it's we just carry on and do the best that we can.
You've been at the Wildcats for a long time now. Just in terms of the team first ethos, have you seen it anywhere else where it's been anything like that? Because it just seems that that's been one of the huge strengths of the Wildcats for so many years now.
Yeah, and I think just the culture. Obviously, we've had a turnover these last 4 or 5 years with some guys that have been there a long time, and I suppose Damo is the last one out of that. Greg Hire, Sean Redditch, Matty Knight, you know, and we've been able to replace them with the club. Culture that we have here of team first and playing unselfish. So we've got a lot of young guys coming in through that don't really know the Wildcats history or been involved in that, but we also have some other guys that have won championships and been together. So we hope that gel comes in pretty tight at the start of the season.
With such a big turnover this season in particular, what have you been able to do to ensure that that culture carries on?
Yeah, well, it's just the same as it's putting the responsibility on the older guys. And I don't mean older guys. I mean the guys that have been here for 4 or 5 years. And, you know, that's Mitch and Bryce and Clint. You know, Jesse's been here 10, 11 years. So it's really letting them run the values and the behaviours, how they want to be known throughout the league. And now it's up to us to follow them through and build on it.
And in terms of scoring power, I guess with Tirico not here this year, that takes a bit away. Do you feel like you've got enough weapons there? And who do you see stepping up to fill that gap?
Yeah, I'm really happy with Todd Blanchfield. He's had a great preseason. Just the connection and the synergy with Bryce has been great to watch and grow. You know, we've got the 1-2 prong and we've got Mooney inside. Mooney's going to, you know, I'll be very surprised he doesn't get a double-double most nights. So, you know, we think we've got enough scoring power out there.
Cool. Thanks for that, Trev.
Paddy Sweeney, your time to shine, mate.
He's gone.
No, Paddy.
I'm still here, Trev, unfortunately for you. Mate, just following up on Lockie's question about Bryce Cotton, do you genuinely think that he can go to another level this year?
Well, we've seen it every year, that especially come finals, he takes the responsibility. The good thing with Bryce, he lets the game come to him. So he doesn't get out there and force it. And like most imports, I've got to go and get my 20, 23 shots. You know, we've seen Bryce not score in the open quarter and still finish the game with 40. So he has that great temperature during the game of getting his teammates involved. And then when the game's on the line, he said, okay, now it's my turn. Let's win this game. And, you know, that's great players do that.
So have you seen anything in him in the current couple of weeks training that he's done anything different to elevate yet again?
Yeah, well, that's just going to be a process, but we see what Bryce does it every day. You know, it's funny that you talk about Damo saying Bryce coming. Those two guys used to go at it head to head, and I had to put them against each other at the start of the week, but at the end of the week, I'd put them together as teammates because they were so competitive. And Bryce still has that competitive edge. He wants to win every single drill that he's in, and he's not afraid to let a little bit of talk go when he does. So he's still got the competitive firepower without a question.
And in terms, you mentioned Todd Blanchfield and John Mooney there as two that have obviously really impressed you and, you know, going to help the scoring. But is Luke Travers the one for you that you think can really make giant inroads this year? Obviously making a bit more of a physical presence up there, but you expect a greater output from him?
Yeah, look, we're hopeful. Luke's got a lot of talent now. He hasn't really had a solid 1 year yet. You know, we want to get some good base behind him. He's coming off an injuries last year, you know, and he's still young, still growing and still developing as a player. But, you know, his ceiling is very big. I've seen some stuff out there on the basketball court that he's got a very, very high basketball IQ. Creates opportunities for his teammates and can make a pass being 6'9 in the lane. So there's some handy skills to have out there, and you know, it's going to be a great journey with Luke.
Thanks, Trev. Cheers.
No worries. Good Wade, who's next? You're on mute, Wade.
Yeah, I was trying to get Channel 7's attention. Who's there from 7? If not, we'll go on to Craig.
Yeah, Trev, just in relation to the South East Melbourne specifically, you've seen him play twice. What have you taken out of those two games?
Yeah, well, Sykes is a scoring point guard, same as what they had last year, Robertson. And obviously, Mitch Creek is a handful anytime he plays, and they got Glidden coming off there, and shooting off the pin downs and, you know, Wetzel inside, Tarangi. So they're very quick, probably a little bit quicker than last year. You know, and then obviously with, you know, Mitch Creek is a franchise player. He's just a great player. So we're going to have to do a really good job on Mitch and limit his opportunities.
What about Sykes specifically? The fans won't have seen him obviously much apart from what they've seen so far. He looks like he's going to be, as you mentioned, a scoring type player. What do you have to do to shut him down?
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to stop his quickness. It's he's pretty damn quick and get going. He's very, you know, he got more comfortable in the game, the second game against Adelaide. And it's similar to last year. They had a scoring point guard. So, you know, we really don't know until we get on the court and see him. But, you know, we've got a lot of respect for him.
That's it for me, Wade.
No. All right, last chance, Channel 7. All right, last chance for everyone else.
Can I just add one, Wade? Sorry. Sorry, Trev, to harp on Travers, but we see a lot of young guns being talked about NBA-wise. Is he someone that will be on the radar, whether it is now or down the track, do you think?
Yeah, I think that'll see over the next course. He's certainly talented enough. Anytime that you're 6'9" and have ball skills and a good IQ, you're pretty much on the radar. Now, how does he develop his body? Does he get that ready? Does he understand, you know, the professional league? So there's a journey he's still got to take. It's they certainly don't give it out to anybody, but he has the tools to be there without a question.